I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Jerry Eves, Sports Radio.
That's a brand name. Like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
Good afternoon and welcome to Eves Sports Radio. Call now, 502-571-1080 or toll free, 877-904-1080. You can tweet Jerry at JerryEves5. That's JerryEves5 on Twitter.
This is Eves Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
Welcome back to Eves Sports Radio. Yes, it is Friday, a beautiful day in the Louisville area. It is June the 18th, 2021. I will be saying December 20th before we know it. I mean, when you get old and that toilet tissue roll gets low, it just goes so fast. If I could hit the brakes, I would, but, you know, God just didn't allow it. You better live every day to its fullest because the end of the roll is coming. I hope you don't think that's morbid. That's fact. And hope that you're enjoying your life. I definitely do. I appreciate this show. I appreciate you all listening. I have a ton of fun. And sometimes we have some interesting conversation. Of course, we know that Friday is George Williams Day. And I guess his lawyer is talking to my lawyer. But George will be calling in, trust me. We've got a great show in store today. I've got a lot to cover. We're going to listen to a little bit of Vince Tyree's interview again. I'm going to talk to Kentucky fans about the basketball program. They're not going to be happy, Elliot. They will be a mutiny, I guarantee it. And we're going to touch Osaka, Naomi Osaka and her decision, and a few other things. So we've got a lot to get to. So first, we've got somebody on the phone that's near and dear to me. He did not make my golf outing, and I'm upset with him because I had my putter with me. I was ready. Let's bring Carolina Steve on to Eves Sports Radio. Carolina, how are you?
Just fine, Jerry. The reason I was not out there is I'm suffering from neuropathy now.
Oh, God, Carolina. What happened? When? Why?
Neuropathy is when your nerve endings are destroyed because of diabetes.
Oh, gosh. You have never told me about that you had a problem with diabetes. You never told me that. You never told me you took shots. You never said anything about that, Carolina.
I didn't want to make it public, you know, and everything. Mm-hmm. But I'm a diabetic. I have been since I was 50 years old. I'm a type 2. It can be treated. I have to take 4 shots a day.
Okay.
And everything. And you don't know how much it hurt me not to be able to go out there.
Oh, I know it, Carolina. I had no idea. I wouldn't have messed with you like that, Carolina. You know, we missed you more than you missed us. Of course, I'm going to be honest with you. Ron was wanting to ride around in a golf cart with you. He said all he had to do was drive. You entertained him the whole way. That's what he said, Carolina. He was looking forward to it. But
well, I will, now that I have some medication,
okay.
I can actually walk now.
Ooh.
And so it's going back and everything. But have you been watching the U.S. Open?
Oh, come on. Elliot, I didn't tell you, but please pull that up again. Carolina, you know I watched all of the U.S. Open. I was sitting on my couch last night, 5, 6, 7, the entire time watching. You know, I love it. I can't help it.
Yeah, that's just great the way that the things are going. Oosthuizen tied, and that is one man that
Lewis Oosthuizen
gives
exactly
as much credit as he should.
Well, he just doesn't come through in the big ones. He's always around, but he doesn't finish it off very often. Carolina, you know that. He's really good. He's got one of the best swings in golf. And he's always toward the top, but he's never been able to pull it off, in my opinion.
Well, at the Masters, he got beat by a shot that I don't think anybody but Bubba Watson could pull off.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, that bending. That shot Bubba hit out the trees, without a doubt, maybe the great Tiger Woods hit one out of the sand in the Canadian Open, about 207 yards within 5 feet. But Bubba bending that was amazing. But Bubba doesn't hit straight shots. So for Bubba, it was a normal shot, Carolina. If people don't know, Bubba Watson does not hit a straight ball. Go ahead, Carolina.
You know that Bubba has never had a golf lesson in his life.
It's amazing, but yes, I know. Well, you can tell by the way he plays. He does not hit a straight golf ball, which is the hardest thing in the world to do. He will not do it. He shapes everything, Carolina, with distance. Bubba's amazing, but I think if he would have got a few lessons, I think he would have won more tournaments because he's so naturally skilled. But I don't know how he plays that way.
He's good at everything, and Brooks Koepka, I'm looking for him to win this tournament.
I'm not a Brooks fan. I know he does a great job, and since Tiger Woods and the majors, he's been the most consistent. But I want to see he and DeChambeau. I wanted to see them matched up myself yesterday, Carolina. I wanted to see them go head-to-head.
After this, you're going to see them matched up, Coach. They are playing a match. Like, you know, last year, Brady and them played.
Yes.
It's going to be Tom Brady and Brooks Koepka versus Bryson DeChambeau and Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. Well, that should be a good one. But I want to see it when it's real, when the money's on the line, when they're both trying to win. I don't want to see that play golf. I'll watch it, but I'd rather be in that. They should have put me in the match instead of Aaron Rodgers. He needs to go back to Green Bay. Let Jerry East play. But no, Carolina, I love it. I hope people start to watch more golf, but it's a great sport. It is a very hard sport to play. I left, honestly, Carolina. I was at River Road, different strokes this morning, trying to practice again. But I love it. I love golf. I do. It's a great
sport. Coach, it's the hardest sport I've ever played in my life.
Here, before I let you go, though, Carolina, you know, George Williams, he's always fashionably late. We understand that. His agent, he's got to take his sunglasses on. Hey, George, welcome to the show. Talk to Carolina Steve.
Hey, Carolina. How you doing, George? It's been a long time since I talked to you.
I know. I was looking for you last week, Carolina. You know, I didn't have nobody to give me around the golf course. Give me no pointers on what was going on. I had to bring one of Jerry's friends to come and get me.
Well, so I told Coach Eves, I'm suffering from neuropathy now.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you know what that is.
I didn't until you told me, Carolina. Tell George.
Something about the nerves.
Your nerve endings in your feet and legs are being destroyed because of diabetes, and I'm a class 2 diabetic.
Mm. Right. I remember you trying to say you fell back.
I found something. I went to my doctor. And I'm where I can walk now and everything, called gabapentin that I'm taking. And hopefully I'll be in there and be able to go. And next year I will be at the Jerry Eves Golf Scramble.
That's fantastic. Well, you take care of yourself most of all, Caroline. We can always catch up on Jerry Eves Golf Tournament.
Yes.
But I'm glad to hear your voice, though, Carolina.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Hey, Coach, are you going to have the football pool
absolutely. I mean, can you believe, before I let you go, now we're at 12 teams. It will be 12 teams. Not this year, but next year there'll be a 12-team playoff. What do you think? We're definitely going to have our football pool, though, no question. What do you think, Caroline? Do you agree with the 12 teams, the new playoffs?
No.
I don't either,
that's
but why are they
the
doing it, Caroline?
Get more Southeast Conference teams in it.
Well, more money. The Southeast Conference means more money. Large fan support, large base, home games, more money. We both know it's about the money, Carolina. But we will be watching, and we will have the football pool for sure.
Okay, I will be in because I believe the last ones that we had, the full ones, I've either been first or second every year I played in.
Carolina, you're close. I'm not going to kid you. You're right there. So, without a doubt, Caroline. Caroline, you take care of yourself, and it was great hearing from you.
I'll check back in, and I'll give you a report on how I'm doing.
There you go. Definitely
right.
Do that.
Look forward
definitely
to it.
Caroline.
Okay.
Take care.
I'm looking forward, George, for you to keep coaching straight.
I can't have it.
All right, Caroline. You gave me a rough job, man. I had you, and I had Cobby. I got
Ryan.
Girl, and it's rough to keep series. It's rough.
Y'all have a good one.
See you, Caroline. Hey, George, he gave you a job that nobody can handle. Go ask my high school coach. Go ask my college coach.
Well, I've heard that.
You've heard that.
I've heard that.
My high school coach. George, I've been hard-headed
all my life. I've heard that,
Missy. All my life, George.
I know. And everybody I met, that's the one thing they say. You can't tell him nothing because he don't listen. You know what I mean? But you listen to me, boy. You listen what I got to say. You understand? You know what, Jerry, I said this the other day, and I called you up, and I said this, but I'm going to say it publicly, and I'm going to say it now. I'm going to say, even though you're a hard man to deal with, one thing I got to say about the community in the city of Louisville, Jerry, you really show a lot of support, and you get behind the most important thing, helping people that can't and are not able to help themselves at this time. And I give you a salute for that, and I will salute you. That's one thing you really do well, and you get behind community, and you do support the people in the community, and I want to congratulate you on that endeavor. But well, back to you being who you are.
Oof, he's tough. Well, Charlie, first thing, let's make sure we just – Charlie at Kalea, as always, is doing things for Southwest Community Ministries. You know, you have to just take our hat off. He sent me a picture this morning. He's at Wagner's. I told him, now, slow your roll. You're starting to go to my friends. Charlie's now trying to take over. Yeah, that's Charlie. You're going to be the next mayor.
That's Charlie.
That's Charlie. Now, George, we got people waiting.
You'll be a deputy
for your lawyer to talk to my lawyer, George. We got people on the line waiting. So let's take some calls. Who do we got on the line, Elliot?
Ryan.
Ryan, welcome to eSports Radio. How are you?
Thanks for taking my call, Jerry. I got a couple. Yeah, how you doing, George? Long time no see, brother.
I hear your voice, Brian.
Yeah, buddy, I finally got that second shot. I'm still wearing the mask because he's got that old Delta virus going. But, Jerry, I seen you on TV the other day, buddy. I tell you what, you look like Hollywood. You look like you ought to be in the movies, man.
George, listen good, man. Thank you, Kerry.
I got a trivia question for you and George.
Uh-oh.
Here's my trivia.
Okay.
Okay, you can't Google it now.
No, I won't.
Okay, who's an all-time considered the best all-around athlete at Kentucky? A player now.
Okay, basketball or football?
No, all around, Jerry. All around, brother.
Boy, that's
all
hard.
Around means. You know what
that's
all
hard,
around
George.
Me. He played four sports.
He played four sports?
Oh, wow.
Paul
Hornets?
Okay, at least.
No, he didn't go to Kentucky. He went to
University of Kentucky. He's somebody. Give me an era at least, Ryan. Tell me a period of time. Help me a little bit.
I was going to tell you, Matty. Wild Jones. Wild Jones played basketball for Coach Webb, football for Bear Bryant, and ran track and played baseball. He is considered the best all-around athlete at Kentucky. And here's the other thing. I went to a state sale today, and they had some stuff in the garage. Mm-hmm. And I got in there, and they didn't have a light. And I said, man, I can't see. I said, it is darker than hell. I thought I was hell when I come out of there. I'd been in hell.
Wow.
Right.
Well, let me tell you something. I met Y.Y. at the 96 championship, and I have his autograph on one of the NCAA championship pads.
Right. Now, who's the first seven-footer played for Kentucky?
Come on, Tom Payne. Keep moving.
No.
Who?
Bill Spivey.
Oh, I played. Bill Spivey was not 7 feet anyway. I played with his son at Ballard. You can't tell me anything about Bill Spivey. I saw him every day. Bill Spivey was 6'11 max, 6'10 max.
They missed the man.
I saw him every day, George. His son played with me at Ballard.
He was a par 7-footer, Jerry. That's all I know.
I don't care what anybody tells you. George.
And, Jerry, I want to talk about this shot. And these masks. Okay. It's a political thing. They made it all political. Now you don't have to wear a mask. Well, who are they going to send the kids back not wearing a mask? And they can't get a shot till they're 12. And how do they know who's got it and who don't have it if you don't wear a mask?
Right.
That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. It's so political. And then the other thing is my brother-in-law had a wreck here a while back. My daughter had a wreck. Police would not come. The police came to my daughter's wreck that they wouldn't fill out no paperwork. And I understand they got a shortage, and we all know why, but I ain't going to say why. But I thought it was a law that the police had to come to an accident unless it's on private property.
Ryan, you got it all over the place. Thank you. Ryan went crazy on his George. Ryan, I love you, but boy, you went everywhere. He just went everywhere, George. He went into the mask issue. He went into the age 12 and the shot issue. He went into the political issue. He went, the police won't show up.
Blue Nation. He went to Big Blue Nation and Wawa Jones.
And Wawa Jones.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Now, Wawa was a great athlete. Now, George, here's what I was going to say myself.
A heck of a score, boy.
I was thinking about Darryl Bishop, football, basketball. Okay. Seneca High School, great athlete. I was saying, okay, if he was talking basketball, I was going to have to throw in Kenny Skywalker, Dirk Minifield, James Lee. Got me? But I had no idea he was going to go to Wawa, but I agree with Wawa. But my mind was in different places. George, if you had to say basketball, greatest athlete of Kentucky, who would you select?
I know that's so many. To say, Jay.
I agree.
Fox, Dan, man.
Fox, Monk. No, we said athletes. Dan's a player. I'm talking about athletes. He said athletes.
Athletes. Oh, wow.
Athlete. Yes, athlete.
Oh, what's the young man out of Shelbyville?
Oh, Charles Hurt. Yes, Charles Hurt.
Yeah, James Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Dirk Minifield. Dirk Minifield jumped over me.
Your boy down in Owensboro.
Who?
Oh, man.
Owensboro? The Higgs boys went to LSU and Owensboro.
No, not the Higgs. He played for Lexington Catholic, didn't he? Oh, man.
You know, are you about Rex Chapman? Rex Chapman.
Yeah, the Chapman. Yeah, I think
yeah,
I
Rex Chapman. Rex in that. Okay, yeah, you do. Yes, Rex Chapman.
I got to put Rex in that.
That's true.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, that's
good
a good
five.
Especially off the top of your head.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good five. We got another caller, George. Let's take him for the break. Who do we have, Elliot?
Scott.
Scott, welcome to Esports Radio. How are you?
Howdy.
Jerry, I'm doing good. About yourself? George, good to hear you, buddy.
Always a pleasure, Scotty.
Better not hit me like Ryan. Don't hit me with the politics. I'll chase you down.
Nah. Here's a man who knows.
That politics, I'm going to leave it professional.
Jerry, who's your best, Scotty? Who's the best player, best athlete you've seen in Kentucky at basketball?
Basketball? You know, I'm going to have to go with Anthony Davis, to be honest.
Okay. Athlete. He's the best player. He's in the top three best players. I'm talking about athlete.
I'll probably go with Rex Chapman.
Okay. Yeah, I got Rex.
Yeah, that's your choice. You can't complain on that one. Dirk
I got
Redfield,
James
Rex.
Lee, too.
Oh, James Lee, come on. Kenny Skywalker. Guys, Kenny Skywalker now. Yeah. That boy was straight athlete.
Well, his eye was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Charlie Hurt down in Shelby County?
Yep. He's Greek God. He was a Greek God. No question. Great wife. And, I mean, what he did afterwards, what he did in the service was more important for me.
Oh, yeah.
It was for real. So, Scott, what do you have for us?
Yeah, I got a couple. Right? You know, as far as the football, I think we ought to not go 12. We ought to go 8, 18.
Okay.
That just adds one more game to the season. But I think those two teams that should have been there didn't make it. So, I think if you go to 8, you're going to give it 5, 16. You know, a lot of times it depends on the strength of the schedule.
What about the home game, Scotty? What about after
you know what?
I think we all
played on a neutral field. All the games.
Okay.
Yep, on a neutral field.
Yep. Well, I mean, they're talking about money.
That way
this is about money, Scott. This is about money.
They're talking about the same amount of money on a neutral field as they do a home field.
I don't – you know, the excitement would be greater. If you had Auburn playing at home, I don't care what y'all say, other than Auburn playing in Dallas, Texas, it'll be crazy at Auburn.
But you don't think if you put Alabama and Auburn together in the Cardinal Stadium, you don't think it'll draw that crowd?
I play at Tuscaloosa. Play in Birmingham.
Yeah, I mean, I like the home aspect.
Imagine playing
I like the home
Birmingham.
Aspect. Yeah, it would be crazy, but I like the home aspect for the teams trying to get
in. I'm with Scotty. I like the away arenas. Put it in your home state, closest to you. I think you double your money because everybody can get a ticket. You go to Auburn, you ain't going to get no ticket.
They're all going to be sold. George, they're trying to make giving those tickets away in some of those bowl games. You go to a home game, every seat will be taken. Crazy.
Yeah, but
Scott, stay with us. George, you stay with us, too. We got to get to break. It's already 12:26. Scotty, stay on the line. EU Sports Radio, phone number is 502-571-1080. Talk to you in a sec. Welcome back to EU Sports Radio, June the 18th, 2021. I've got my man Scott on the line, Kentucky. I got George, Hey, George and Scott.
Yes, sir.
Let's just let you know, and Kentucky's had great athletes. We did not say John Wall. He's the fastest man with a basketball ever. You've got Fox, the second fastest man with a basketball ever. And you got Monk, who, that boy's athletic, that we didn't even mention. I mean, Kentucky's had some athletes, George.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But we just did this there off the top of our head. For us to go and name about 100 years of players that have been to Kentucky would be rough, boy.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean? You got Tim Couch, too. Tim Couch is a great basketball player as well.
Yeah. Okay. And football player.
Oh, great football player.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we talk about that all day long.
But you know, and I tell people this. Basically, when you're looking at great athletes, especially when you're talking about high school players, most high school players are two-sport players anyway. They either track and field, basketball, football, baseball, basketball. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you're a great athlete, you very seldom just play one sport. And that's what we're talking about, Jerry, about most getting injured. You know, up in that time, you know, you very seldom see the ACLs like we're seeing today.
Deion Sanders, Bob Hayes ran track, played football. Right, George. They did. I mean, Bo, we all know. So now, guys, for you two, Scott, stay there, Scott, and you two, George, seriously. Right. We didn't mention, and I want to mention this, George.
Okay.
It's going to be Father's Day Sunday. We always are remiss on Father's Day. We talk about mothers, always. But, George, we don't give dads their due. So I want to stand up today. I'm going to let each one of you, and you too, Scott, because your son, you took him on my money to a football game. I just want to tell all fathers.
It was a basketball game, Jerry. And football game.
I appreciate.
Yes, I got a vote.
I appreciate all fathers that raise their kids because it's a lost art. And that means not being their friend. That means raising your kids so that they'll know what's right and wrong. And we just don't give dads their due respect. So that's my tribute.
Dad,
Scott?
I'm a single dad. I'm a single dad of three boys.
Okay.
Yeah,
wow.
So I believe. Hey, that's
great job, Scott.
They women get credit for it. I think there's guys out there doing the same thing, so I applaud them as well.
Absolutely, yeah, George.
Too. Yeah, I agree with Scott. I just like to say thank you, fathers, for what you're doing, and we need more men to stand up and do their job. You know, I always say if you make them, take care of them. You know what I mean?
There you go.
And then this is something else I'll say too, Jerry. When I was growing up, and I don't know about you, Scott. But when I was growing up, there were men in the community that reached out and helped single mothers and made sure that their kids was taken care of. You know,
exactly.
And those are the things that, you know, we don't salute the grassroots workers, the people who do things that don't have to go out of their way. They're not considered fathers, but they are fathers and they are great mentors, and we should look out for them also.
No question. We have to. We're remiss on the men's side. We will not. It's very important, and we just don't say enough about it. So now, guys, I got something for you too, Scott. I hate it. I didn't know you were calling. You know that. I didn't tell you to call, Scott, but I told George. I'm going to give y'all some serious questions. Rick Carlisle left the Mavericks. That's Luka Doncic. Stan Van Gundy left the Pelicans. That's Bledsoe. Coach Cal's coached. Zion Williamson. Scott Brooks got fired with the Wizards. That's Westbrook. He loves dribble drive. And Bradley Beal, one of the greatest shooters. You've got Brad Stevens at Boston. You've got Jason Tatum, Langford, that Coach Cal recruited. Jaylen Brown. You've got Steve Clifford with the Magics. Terry Stotts, Portland. Ryan Sanders. That's, if y'all don't remember, that's Carl Anthony Towns. I think Coach Cal's leaving. What y'all think? George, what do you think? I just gave you a reason why I think Cal's out. He's out.
Well, Jay, I'm going to give you 8 million reasons why he's not leaving, okay?
Oh, what do you mean 8 million? Jay, what are you trying to insinuate, George?
I'm going to say money talk and the rest of it do what it do, Jay.
Scotty, you're a little nervous.
You want me to finish that for you? You want me to finish it for you?
It's on TV right now, Scotty. Scotty, Rick Carlisle resigns after 13 seasons as Mavericks coach. That's Luka Doncic. Yeah. That's the next Larry Bird. Come on, guys. Cal's out of there.
Cal ain't going nowhere. Cal likes the attention. You know, everywhere he goes, Cal, you know, love Coach Cal to death. But he likes his attention, and I don't think there's any job out there that gets the same attention as a Kentucky basketball coach.
Well, I'm going to let you I got to let you go, Scott, because I got 5 people waiting. But, Scott, listen to the rest of the show.
I got a quick question for you real quick.
Let me ask you a question real quick. Hit me.
If you take the five, and I'll hang up after this question, you take the five best players of all time at Kentucky, or you take the five best players at Louisville of all time, put them five on five. Who's going to who's your five and who's going to win?
All right, George, I'll let you do Kentucky. George, I'll do Louisville. Go ahead, George.
Man, I can't think of everybody. I'll let Scott do it. Five best of all time.
That's a whole show.
We talking Kentucky. No. We talking right, Kentucky George. Here, Jerry. We not talking
show.
Louisville.
No, George, that's a whole show. But I'm going to let you
talking Kentucky. We're not talking Louisville.
George, we know that you're not a big blue man all the way through and through, but that's okay, George. I'm going to give you time to research it. George Scotty, next Tuesday we'll do that. You got me, George? We'll call it Kathleen and I. We'll go through that because I'm going to let George research that.
Well, off the top of my head, I'm going to go off the top of my head, Jerry, since you wanted to be ugly like that.
Yeah, I had to.
You know what I mean? I'm going to put Andy Davis in the middle.
Okay.
I'm gonna put Big Dan over at the power.
Okay.
I gotta put Jack out there at the shooter as a shooter.
Okay.
Now the guards is gonna kill me.
You gotta leave somebody off, George. You gotta leave somebody off.
Man, we got Booker, we got Murray, we got Wall, we got
two, George. I don't hear that. Two. Give me your greatest two.
The greatest two. Wow.
Got Louis Dampier, George. Don't forget Louis now.
I got Louis, man. But, man, you know, look past Louis, man. You know, everything done come back. Oh, God. Whoa. I'm going to go.
Come on, George.
I got to go with.
Who? Rex Chapman?
Rex Chapman. Lord have mercy.
Yeah. Give me two, George.
Because I'm gonna be biased. I'm gonna put D at the two, and I'm gonna put Murray. I'm gonna put
Murray from Denver at the point. Hey, George, I like that. Yo, DA's good. That's nothing wrong with that, George. That boy got an NBA ring.
Yeah, I know, but Jerry, there's so many great guards out there.
Here's Louisville. Here's Louisville. Wes Unseld, without a doubt, in the center. You have nobody that can touch you. MVP rookie of the year. There's nobody can touch him in the state of Kentucky, period. Hands down.
Second,
at the starting point guard, which is going to surprise people, I'm going with Alfred Butch Beard, NBA champion, 6'6", point guard, ready for anybody, can play. At the two guard, I'm going with Daryl Griffith. I'm going with a three guard lineup. I'm going with Donovan Mitchell. And I'm going at the four. At the four, I was twixt and twinged between Rodney McCray, which I'm going to go with, and Purvis Ellison. But I'm going to go with Rodney, who played in two, has an NBA championship ring, and played in three finals.
What about Wesley Cox?
Yeah, but I love Cox, but Rodney's career was just too strong. Just too strong.
Yeah, well.
Three finals.
I can't argue.
Three finals. So, Scott, there you go. Now, we got people waiting, George. Scott, that's a good question. Love you. Let's get to our next break, then we're going to come back. I've got John, I got Ron, I got AC. Stay on the line. It's Esports Radio. And of course, we got George. He couldn't even remember the cat's names. Esports Radio, 502-571-1080.
Talk Radio 1080.
Welcome back to Esports Radio, June the 18th, 2021. I guess, George, the show that we had spoke about, we're not going to get to, but that's okay. Hey, George. Don't tell me you had too many cats trying to remember all of them, George. Don't try it. George, you know what? Somebody sent me, and they must be smoking something, and I know they don't smoke. I was putting my Louisville list. Somebody sent me, and Jerry Eves. I'm like, I'm not even that crazy myself, George. George, I'm not even that crazy. They said Jerry Eves. I'm like, boy, what are they smoking? George.
I tell you. Yeah.
There's no way. I pick great teammates.
Man, that, Jerry, you were a good guard. I mean, when you get to that point, Jerry, when you go to five, and you can sit here and I'm sitting there thinking, as soon as you said that, now I thought about 10 point guards that I would want to change right now. You know what I mean? That is incredible when you're talking about a history of what Kentucky and Louisville has produced, man. I mean, to just name five people, that's the injustice. So anybody that thinks we overlook one of your former ball players, it is you put five people together and send them to us.
Right.
And let's see how easy it is.
Oh, very difficult, George. So, George, we got John waiting for us. John, welcome to Eve Sports Radio. How are you?
Hey, guys. George, I love Goose, and, you know, he's a great ambassador, Robert. You got to go with Mashburn at the three.
Oh, yes.
Like I'm saying, when you sit there and somebody say do it right off the top of your head, I mean, think about that.
I coach Mashburn, George, and I have to be with George. I can't. George, I have to be with you. I coach Mashburn. He's a beautiful individual, and I didn't think of him either, George. And he can score that ball. God,
he turned Rick Pitino's career.
He did. He turned Kentucky around.
I remember when he signed. They said it was like handing a mad scientist an atomic bomb when he signed Mashburn.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's not why I called. We were talking about the playoffs. Now, has that been already determined that there's
no. Not yet. They're going to vote on it soon, though. But it's going to happen, John.
Whether they play at home or not.
It's going to happen. Yes, the format.
Whether or not they play at home or not.
Okay, listen to me, John. The format of the lesser teams will have an opportunity to play at home. There'll be a bye for the first four teams. Then, yes, there'll be four home teams that get to play at home, okay, against four road games. Then they go back to the normal setting of the best four will play those four on a neutral site and work our way to the championship. It's not supposed to happen this year, but it's going to happen, no question. And they're going to be home games. They're going to be home games, yes.
I'm surprised at that, really. It seems like they would kind of incorporate all them games into the bowl games, you know, somehow.
Well, they said you're going to lose bowl games. George, have you seen the format yet, George?
I've heard about it, but I haven't seen it. I'll send it to you, George.
Okay. The format is
John,
go ahead, George. Go ahead.
I got one for you, John, just to kick it off just a little bit, Jerry, the change. You know, you were talking about off the top of your head, and we were talking, and John was talking about that. John, Jerry, you know a guy we didn't think about that's got to be one of the best players to play to Kentucky? Dwight Anderson.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the Flash.
So true.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man.
How did I forget? We're McDonald's All-Americans together. You're so right.
Yeah.
Dribbled through Notre Dame's zone and scored. I mean,
I was there that night when they played Notre Dame.
Yes, at the fairgrounds.
Yeah, I think, to me, there's four that you go for sure. It's the two guard that I couldn't really put my finger on. I had to go with John Wall at the point, even though there's been a lot of good ones. He was so dominant.
Yes, he was so dominant. John Wall, dominant professional. Until he started getting the injuries, he was the fastest man with the ball since Ricky Green, who I played with.
Can you imagine putting them two guys together, Dwight Anderson and John Wall?
Oh, God.
And so George, that's why I say, John, it is almost impossible for you to sit here and think of four guys.
No, George and John, think of this. My high school coach would tell you, at the McDonald's All-American game, George, if you put those two out there together, one thing's going to happen. The ball will never get thrown in bounds because they'll be looking at each other like, throw it to me and you go to you know where because you're not going to get it back. George, the ball would never get thrown in bounds.
Well,
anyway,
I would think that.
What year was Anderson?
1978. He came out with me, McDonald's All-American.
Was he with you? Okay, I couldn't remember.
Yes, and he transferred after his sophomore season, went to USC. Second-round draft to Denver. Yes.
Yeah, he used to let Jerry carry his bag in the McDonald's All-Star game. You remember that, Jerry?
No, I don't, George. Hey, George, here.
At least Jerry had his bag there.
Hey, no, John. Here at the fairgrounds, if you go back and check the scores, Jerry Eves had 26. I think I'm the seventh leading scorer ever in the McDonald's game, the real McDonald's game,
you
right here in the fairgrounds.
Individual.
No question, George. I wouldn't throw it into Dwight. He wouldn't throw it into me.
Hey, John, that's why he knew that Dwight and John Wall were going to pass the ball.
Exactly.
There's
no question. So, John, we appreciate you, man. But, yes, the format, we'll get into the format more next week. Got to get to my next call.
Bowl games, huh?
Yes, you're going to lose some.
Forgiven, they're going to lose bowl games.
Yes, but John, some of the bowl games were garbage. You're going to lose some of the lesser bowl games that no one watched, and you know that you didn't watch them all, and I didn't either. You're going to lose some lower ends that needed to go. Being honest with you, yes, that's going to happen. Let's get to our next caller. Who do we have?
We got Ron.
Oh Jesus,
Ron.
Bring Ron on.
The
Ron,
legend.
Welcome to the show.
Jerry.
Always a pleasure, Ron. Always a pleasure.
Jerry. George, he's at it again. He sounds like propaganda radio. Trying to figure out, just like they do every year in May and June, how are we going to get Cal out of here?
He's gone.
Hey, Jerry.
You lose 9 years in a row, Ron. You want this.
No NBA team is going to pay him $8 or $9 million a year, number one.
Yes, they will. He's gone, Ron.
Jerry, give
don't worry about him, Ron. Keep going.
It doesn't matter.
Keep going, Ron.
And y'all keep going about making up all these make-believe games. That's the only way Louisville can get any satisfaction, because y'all going to win by 2 out of every 14.
I just know we won the last one. We won the last one. That's all that counts. The last one, Ron. We won the last one.
We're well aware of it. We're going to play that basement video for the game starts this year.
Don't go to the video. Stay with the game. George, he went to the COVID video. Can you believe Ron went that deep?
I got a name I want to throw out there, though. What about Scott Walker?
I've said about him all before we said this, and we never brought him up.
I brought up Kenny Skywalker as the best athlete. I did. I said Skywalker.
I said we were talking about him, but we didn't think about him on the top five.
No, he's not top five. Man. He's not top five. He's a great athlete.
He was a beast when he was a junior, though. I can tell you that before he left.
Right. You're trying to talk top five, or you just talk about great athletes?
What about Rex Chapman?
We said Rex.
Yeah, he's out there. Now, you got to put Rex in the mix.
Yes.
But like I said, Ron, we can name 100 players and still miss 100 players.
Hey, George.
Yes, sir.
He's talking about Donovan Mitchell. Man, Donovan Mitchell can't even win a big playoff game.
Watch yourself. It's only three people that have done 40, and he's one of them in playoffs. Stop that.
Well, there you go with that Stop individualism.
That. In playoffs, that's what you were talking about. We're talking about the best player. Donovan Mitchell's a monster.
George, you know what it is, don't you?
What's that, Ron?
I mean, we can't name the over 30 NBA players Kentucky's got. They get one or two, and you know that's that little brother in them.
Well, see, that's why he was able to name them off so quick, Ron, because there's not a lot to name off. You know.
Well, all I can tell you is mine is so good, and they're champions. That, like George said, they have rings. Like Derek Anderson, I said he got a ring, and I told George to put his name on there. Wes Unseld and Butch Beard have rings.
Yeah.
World championship rings. Griff didn't get a ring. He got to the Western Conference Finals, didn't get a ring.
That's not a ring, Jerry. That's not a ring, and I love it.
No, he didn't. I said that. He didn't get
a ring. Who else did you name got a ring?
Butch and Wes have world championship.
Well, who else did you name that got a ring, Jerry?
Rodney McCray got a world champion ring with the Bulls. Three got a ring.
Who else?
No, three. That's it.
So all five of the ones I named got rings, and you got three rings.
Hold up, who got five got rings? Name them again. They get rings. No, I'm not going to let you all off. Ron, name the cats with rings. World championship rings. Name the cats.
I had Andy Davis in the middle. I got
Andy's got a ring. D's got one. It's two.
Who else did I name? Come on, Jeff. Didn't you write them down?
No, I'm waiting for Ron. I'm talking about I'm little brother. I'm waiting for you two with rings. That's two.
Hey, you're worried about
Reed. Nazi Muhammad has one. That's three.
Going back to W. Well,
Nazi got two, don't he?
Yeah. I had to name them for you all. What, Ron? Go ahead.
We went on my list, though, Jeff.
I keep talking about wins and losses. You keep trying to deflect about rings and jewelry and all kind of stuff, you know?
That means you've won everything.
Yeah.
That's one of their losses.
How many
I love you, Ron, but I go with that jewelry, too, man.
Hey, now that we're on that subject, how many's Donovan Mitchell got?
He's only been in the league for years. Jesus, give him a chance.
Well, what did he win in college?
He did not win one.
He won anywhere.
Hold up now. You're trying to go with Donovan Mitchell.
He's like that quarterback that y'all try to make the superstar of all.
Hold up. You talking about Lamar Jackson?
What's he won?
Lamar Jackson? He's knocking on the door like everybody else in the league. Brady's
one
of all.
Knocking on the door.
He's done more than Couch did. Now, how you like that? He's had a better pro career than Couch.
Hey,
how you like that, Ron?
You know the difference is, though?
What, Ron?
We're not out here screaming Couch's name at the highest mountain every day.
Lamar Jackson's playing right now, Rod. You were when he was playing and getting sacked. All we know him for is getting sacked. What we know Lamar for is he is taking his team to the playoffs.
All I know is when the bright lights come on, Jerry. That's who I like to see. When the cream comes in,
hey, Ron, right George. On, baby. Hey, Ron and George, listen to this for real. Guys, it's funny. Everybody, we got Bubba. But guys, you all remember Roscoe Jenkins' family reunion? I know everyone's seen it. And you've got Martin Lawrence going at Cedric the Entertainer. We're getting ready, yeah. Ron. We're getting ready to go through the obstacle course. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. That's us. We're like old men. We'd all fall apart. Ron, I love you. I got to get to. Do I have to go to break?
Hey, what about Rick Roby? Does he fit anywhere?
What was that again, Ron?
Rick Roby. Didn't he win a ring?
Did Rick win a ring at Phoenix?
God. I know he won in college. I don't know if he won one of the pros or not.
Yeah, we'll just double it up at the end. I'm about to check that. I know it's close.
It'd take me and George.
I like Rick Roby. I played against Rick in Phoenix in the playoffs.
George, we'd have to sit down for about a week, put a book together for Jerry, okay? I mean,
we'll do that.
He put his on a postcard.
No, I couldn't. I left off Junior Bridgman, Derek Smith. I got great ones. Jim Price, All-Stars. I'm ready for you guys. I'm not taking that flack. And George, you played against him. Yes, you know it. Jim Price was the real deal. Yes, I know.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
Ron, I got to let you go. Hey, Ron, tell Patty I love her. I don't like you, Ron, but tell Patty I love her. She's the best. Bye, Ron.
Hey, Jerry, you could go at that 75 team and probably put about eight of all-time players in Louisville from just that one team.
You're right.
Mean, that was a stick right there. But now, to me, that's the best I've seen in Louisville as one collective unit.
I agree with you.
I mean,
we've
had individuals that were good, but as one collective unit, that 75 team was to deal with.
Alan Murphy, governor. Junior Bridgman, 12-year career. Right. Bill Butt, Wesley Cox. Phil Bond, you got to tell me. Rick Wilson Young, you got to tell me. Come on. Terry Howard.
Bill wasn't on that. Yeah.
No, Bill wasn't on. That was Denny's first team.
Yeah, Bill wasn't on. Yeah, he came a year later.
We got another caller, George. Let's get to another caller. Oh, God.
You want to talk to us?
Yeah. Who we have there?
Oh, like? Wow.
Bubba.
Bubba, welcome to the show.
Bubba.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're good, Bubba.
Doing well, Bubba.
Hey, a couple things real quick. You got to remember Daryl Bishop as an athlete back, and it was hard back in the day.
I called him out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jerry called him out. He did call him out.
Julius Randle?
Yes, Julius Randle's a good athlete.
Okay.
But he still, I would put Kenny Walker in front of Julius, though. Kenny Walker's a better athlete than Julius.
Yeah.
Julius is a better player.
And the main reason I'm calling is I didn't know, Jerry, y'all might want to ride up with me tonight because Trini's in the semifinals of state baseball and probably win tonight, and they'll probably be in the finals tomorrow. And I know Jerry, you know, he likes the.
He really loves Bubba, you really. Now, that is really wonderful. Because Jerry was just talking to me today about how he wanted to get up early. Mm-hmm. And Jerry, we got to ride. Still want to go?
Let me go to the bathroom. I got a barf. Golly, I can't even believe you tried that. The dark side. No, Bubba. I'm not pulling for Trini.
Bubba, he called me up earlier today and said he wanted to go. Now you're going to change on when Bubba give us a ride.
Hey, well, Bubba, you need to see the Lyle kid. I've never seen anybody hit like this kid. He's the best I've ever seen hit a baseball.
Has he signed to go anywhere collegiately?
The Lyle kid. Signed with Lowe, yes. But he's a draft.
Thank you. I'm just glad you had to say that, Bubba.
Was he a pitcher?
No, he's center field.
Hits that ball, George. Hits that ball, George.
About 550.
You think he'll get drafted?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay, so he won't be at Louisville then, huh?
Hey, guys, I got 1 minute. Bubba, I love you, man. I'm not going to the game, but I got to get to the rest of my callers. Bubba, I'll see you, though, at Trinity. Call me, Bubba, after the show. I need to talk to you. Let's get to our last caller, George. Been a beautiful day.
Oh, got
to
be. AC,
come on.
Thank you
so much for taking my call. How you guys doing? Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, AC.
Well, thank you so much. Hi, Mr. Ron. When he called the show, say good afternoon. Maybe I could teach you how to show some respect. Because you're excellent. What do you know about? Well, America sent both for Louisville fans in Kentucky. They're losers. Learn from me. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Welcome horns.
Welcome horns.
Now, I'm going to tell you this much. Absolutely, welcome horns. But I'm going to tell you this much. I got a question for Brother Elliot. My question is, and I'm going to make a comment, I'm going to hang up right away.
Hurry.
Elliot, in the studio, how many phone lines are there? And here's the thing. I'm laying out a challenge. Brother Frank Eves, you and I, we got a rumble, buddy.
Can't have caught up my son now, Jesus.
Hook him, Frankie. He's going to be up your baby, Jeff.
I see. Hey, George. He called Ryan out. He called Ryan out. Ooh, we got to. It's George. He called Ryan out. That's all I know. George, you have a beautiful
day. He made a mistake.
Have a fantastic Father's Day, George. You were a father, what you did with DA and all the other kids you've mentored. Everybody, have a wonderful Father's Day. I love you. God willing, I'll talk to you on Tuesday. I'm taking off Monday for Father's Day. Bye-bye.